than if these beings you are dealing with are Lucifers.
Different beings have different characteristics, which makes it easy to identify them during rituals. If it was a quote, malicious being guiding me, I would not be talking in the way I do. Someone who is led by quote, malicious forces cannot utter or write certain words, phrases without it affecting him. The ones who are led by them also cannot accept hearing or reading certain things without getting overly mad and or aggressive. This is when quote, malicious beings are present every time you cuss, talk negative, plot a scheme, get violent, utter lies, support murder, get sexually aroused, get afraid, get jealous, even laugh out loud, being overly joyful, they appear near you. 1, 2, 3, or more of them. Quote, malicious beings are from this realm, this is their home. You cannot hate them, for they are doing their task, their rightful duty, and it is connected to your behavior. Understand, you are the perpetrator, they react. They never instigate, you do. If you do hate them, you are missing an important part of the reality. Respect them up to a certain point. This will also show you are conscious about them and that will be recognized. I say quote, malicious, because they are not malicious, they only appear to you in your manufactured perception to be so. People are perpetrators who play the victim part.
Number 1, how does real consciousness interface with this prison? Number 2, what are the techniques to break the hold of the interface and quote, free the consciousness?
Depends what is meant by real consciousness and interface. From where I stand, they could be almost the opposite of what you may mean. Real consciousness is what is provided to you when you are in tune with the mind of the universe, which operates according to the divine law. They are not the same, like many are led to believe. This mind penetrates everything, it rules over everything, so if you would connect with it, you may experience its unlimited power. No prison can confine this power, hence there will be an escape. You will be guided up to a certain point, yet most work is to be done by you. But that is just the beginning, much work lies ahead concerning yourself. I have explained a few times as far as I am allowed to how to connect, at least how to start with it. It truly is up to you. I would hesitantly add that studying ancient texts will help, although a lot is filled with perversions and wrong translations, intentionally, but this only after a certain level of awakening, you will recognize and or remember the small parts which are true. If you are not on that level, you will take parts of the perversions and or wrong translations as the truth and fail.
Care to tell us which it is? You some sort of good guy who gives up tools, or do you rule over us? Did you change your mind, or what?
Neutral means in the terms I used, neither negative nor positive, merely providing the tools you can choose to use as you wish. You are the perpetrator. Or would you say I control every aspect of your life, every hour, every minute, every second, and force you what to think, say, do? Do not be mad at the wrong individual.
Is it necessary to know why we are here to escape, or just work out where we are? Are the answers to be found, quote, inside, or by, quote, joining societies, or by appealing top divine intervention, or all three, or none?
It is necessary to have a view of the whole spectrum. When it is partial, it will be like looking through the window while it is partially covered with a curtain. You do not know what is behind that covered part, therefore cannot act accordingly. What covers the whole spectrum? Understand this place, what and where it is, know what you are, how you came here, why you came here, how to return. Prepare yourself for the answers, cleanse yourself, reach out for the mind, speak within quote, without, that you are ready, live strictly according to the answers. Do not join quote, secret societies, never, whatever the circumstances are. Also no religions, including the New Age. Do not accept human gurus, prophets, priests, rabbis, imams, popes, fortune tellers, quote, mediums, Dalai Lamas, politicians, authors, scientists, quote, celebrities, parents, etc. as legitimate authority on divine matters. On other matters, it is your choice to accept or decline, however, accept the consequence. You only need yourself and the divine, no intervention by others in bodies. Again, no intervention by anybody. If your father asks you for a glass of water to show if you care for him and are disciplined, do you bring it directly to him or do you take the glass of water to your neighbor and ask him to tell you what it is that your father really asked, while the neighbor did not hear it and now is drinking the glass of water himself? Am I also a neighbor? I have not touched the glass of water, I opened the door and told you to go back to your father. No one has offended me, people offend themselves. I would be offended if what I say was against the one, and if it is, I shall pay. I answer the questions I am asked and say as much as time allows me. Sometimes I skip a question because it has been answered, other times the question is irrelevant.
What are your comments on this error?
This error is counterproductive to you personally in the long run.
What are your comments on Planet X?
Planet X does not exist anymore, like so many planets, moons, stars, galaxies. Their demise, however, always brings forth something, which means they never stop being part of the whole, playing their part.
What are your comments on the pole shift?
It happened 2 times to my knowledge, in the second and third era, if necessary it will be done again.
What are your comments on the second coming?
You returning back to where you belong after you have succeeded, which means a second coming cannot take place on Earth, for you do not belong here. People who are waiting for a quote, savior, on Earth to do all the work for them are all failing. I have noticed some Christians have gotten angry and are attacking me on a personal level by damning me, it is their choice. I talked more about Christianity than other religions because the questions gave room for that. I would say and have said similar things about the other religions and ideologies when asked about them.